It is not popular to preach that people should not sin. And sometimes we speak about a lot of different things. But this is how the Apostle John ended his letter to the Christians of his day, all the Christians of the whole church. 1 John 5:18. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God has come, and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. None of us can make a claim to be perfect. That is, we don't always do everything right. But we are exhorted by Jesus, by the apostles, by the Bible, to not sin. And to keep ourselves from the wicked one, and to keep ourselves from the world. The lust of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and so on. And God helps us to do that. Let us pray that God will keep us from the evil one, as Jesus said, "Forgive us our sins, and keep us from the evil one." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your blessings of grace and mercy in my life. I know that you have asked me and teach me not to sin. And I pray today you would keep me far from sin. Preserve me through temptation. Help me, O God. And as the Apostle John said in his book, "I write unto you, little children, that you do not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he is a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but those of the whole world." I believe that, Lord, and I want to live just like that. So help me, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.